Call to order the Finance Committee, City of San Ramon, regular meeting. And Councilmember Perkins is here, so proceed. There's no public here to comment. Approval of the minutes from our December.
I move approval of the minutes of December meeting.
Concur. We have no unfinished business. New business. City of San Ramon Quarterly Investment Report for period ending 12/31/2017. Candace Daniels.
Good morning. So you have before you the December 31st investment report. It's a requirement of state law that the investment report be reviewed at least quarterly by the city council. So at the end of December, the balance in our Wells Fargo bank account was $2.7 million, which is available for daily operations. The portfolio totaled $72.6 million, which was 41.2 in federal agency securities, $9 million in treasury securities, $6.9 million in commercial paper, $6 million in corporate notes, $5 million in FDIC-insured CDs, $4 million in supranationals, and $500,000 in municipal bonds. Weighted average yield to maturity was 1.48%, and the weighted average days to maturity 621 days, which is 127 days longer than last quarter. So normally in December, we have an increase in the days to maturity because that's normally the time between September and December that we have to draw down funds for operations. So the securities that mature, we use that money, and then we're left with securities that are, you know, longer range out.
Okay.
Interest rates were 13 basis points higher than the previous quarter. The yield to maturity of 1.48% was 24 basis points higher than the LAIF rate, which was 1.24%. Our money market was $5.6 million, and we had approximately $100,000 invested in LAIF. There was $1.1 million, which is the investment held by trustees, which is not available for city use. And that's all I have. Are there any questions?
No, I was interested in this. As the interest rate changes, what it does to our portfolio value. So, you know, if we go up and down on page 14 of the...
Yeah.
So as interest rates go up, if our maturity rate is long, then our values go down. Mm-hmm. And the opposite, but not much we can do about that. Yeah. I guess during a period of rising interest rates, you just want to stay shorter rather than longer. Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry. You guys have any concerns or comments or anything? I didn't see
anything. Yeah,
no, nothing really unusual.
I do like this report given by FTN Financial, and I particularly enjoy getting the quarterly economic and market update.
Mm-hmm. They do a very thorough job.
Yeah, which shows beyond our
capability.
What's happening in the GDP and what's happening in different rates across the marketplace.
Okay.
Move to accept report.
I'll second that. Quarterly revenue and 5.2 quarterly revenue and expenditure reports for period ending December 31, 2017. Vivian.
Good morning. So if you turn to page 70, that's the fourth page of the general fund. So through December, we collected $22.1 million in general fund. Compared to December 2016, we have an increase of $1.4 million. Full year estimate at this time, we are estimating 50.6 against a budget of 49.6, so we have a $1 million increase. We are working on the mid-year, so we will provide the major taxes estimate at mid-year, which you will receive in about 3 weeks. And the variances are similar to what you've seen. License permit charge for services went up due to development. major is the city center project. Sales and use and property tax actually trending down. That's due to a declining in sale activities. TOT, that 132 down negative change is actually only a timing. So it's not really real change. Normally they have 30 days to remit the payment. So we didn't receive the November payment until like early January due to holidays. So that's general fund. You turn to page 72. So this page, at the middle of the page, you saw the total revenue excluding transfer for all fund is 28.9 million. Compared to December 2016, we're down by 4.5 million. The majority of that is due to the CIP fund, which always change due to the project timing and then the funding that we're recording the revenue into the fund itself. Another major change is in the GPA fund, and that's our shared revenue, so it will change based on development. Other changes that upward was in development mitigation. Those are big changes. Also, street maintenance improvement. Traffic improvement also went up. And also, we have some timing differences in the in special revenue fund, such as the GAT. Full year estimate is 80.8 million compared to budget of 85.3 million. So we are up at this point 1.5 million. So one million of that is in the general fund. And 500 of that is in the traffic improvement. Again, these are really preliminary number. We are working on mid-year, and we'll have that change presented to you soon. Let's turn to page 74, which is the last page. Currently, we have a staffing of 250.75 with 11 vacant positions. Year-to-date expenditure is 31.5 million. This is only cash basis because we're paying through probably November on most of the expenditure, and some may go through December. So when I'm annualizing that out, we're showing we're under budget by 12 million, but that's not really a true reflection of the whole year because we have not report all the 6 months of expenditure. So again, we will have the mid-year again, where we have a complete and thorough review of all the revenue and expenditure in 3 weeks. So I'll be happy to answer any question that you have on any detailed questions.
What else? There's only three accounts that are running over, all in police, animal control, narcotics, and volunteer services. So our volunteers and the animals are using more narcotics than we anticipated. Is that pretty much it?
You
they're hanging out up in the hills.
And also the reason why is I can see in there we have paid prepayment, full equal payment, so I can adjust that. Other program I really can't adjust because it's up and down, and there's so just too much into one program to see it.
So one of the things we wanted to talk to the two of you about is this reporting. We know that when we get our new financial system, you'll probably see another different look, but we have to wait until that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But currently, we bring to you this report, this quarterly report in January, and then the mid-year is right around the corner.
Right.
And what we wanted to recommend is to eliminate this second quarter reporting because it really doesn't give a true reflection.
It's because
of
the cash flow and all that, right? I mean, this is the this is,
and we can't estimate out because it's so early in the month.
Right.
Whereas the mid-year comes right in the end February, and we go through it in detail.
I agree with that.
And
that's fine.
Okay, because we do the same thing with the June because it's at the end of
the year. You're selling beyond the close.
Okay.
You got the
okay, so we're going to eliminate this for the second quarter.
The one of the hardest things for me to get my head around is how squirrely the term revenue is used in government accounting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's not what, but the private sector would consider revenue, right? Like a CIP would not, oh, it's just, we're moving money around. It's not really revenue. So it's more a source of money. It would, you know, in the private sector, you can say, oh, I'm taking $5 million from my capital budget, so I have $5 million of revenue. No, that isn't what's going on. But it's just sort of, it always kept, wait a minute, what am I looking at here? I had Scott, did you have any questions?
No, I wanted to ask all of you if you have any, what are you thinking about at mid-year in terms of any incremental changes? Are there any incremental changes that you see?
As far as,
because in the past we've had a laundry list of things that we funded at mid-year, and what are you thinking?
Well, they're developing the mid-year right now, so departments are looking at what their needs are, and so that we don't really have that.
You weren't thinking yet, huh? You're going to tell me.
I mean, my view of it, Scott, is that I understood the approach that Greg took, which was sort of to kid yourself that there's no money. A particular point in time, that the notion of keep the notion of scarcity in your head. That was sort of it's an understandable finance director's approach to it. In the last couple of years, I think we've been more, I don't know if I'd call it aggressive, but more just this is really what it's going to look like. So I wouldn't expect there to be as much mid-year as there might have been in the past. I mean, that's just sort of my guess.
We really took an aggressive approach this past year. So
Well, like last year, we put $1.5 million into the
infrastructure fund
at mid-year. Okay,
yes.
We did that.
Is that when we did it? Okay.
We did a first piece.
Yeah, and plus budget. So it was a combined amount that made it.
Yeah, so we did a couple of things like that. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you would generate, what are you thinking about in terms of mid-year?
So the requests that I've gotten haven't been anything major. I don't know all of them off the top of my head. I mean, we have, like city attorney, we know that we didn't budget enough for staffing because of the fact that Bob was here. So that's, you know, probably around $80,000. And I know engineering has a free request.
Buck up, Martin.
Well, we budgeted the city attorney as a contract, so now we're dealing with a full-time staffer with benefits.
With benefits, okay.
And engineering has some requests related to CIP.
Wish Bob was here.
Is
that account temps?
Nothing major. Nothing major. We're really trying to just kind of stay at budget. No new requests. We will tell you the sales tax is looking pretty bad.
Pretty weak. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it's the B2B stuff. Yeah, well, that's always been the most volatile aspect, right? I mean, you buy gas on habit, you know. That's something I tell every community group I talk to.
Warning.
Buy your gas in San Ramon. These 11 vacant positions.
Are we hiring or are we?
What's the story?
Well, I can tell you on some of them.
Go ahead.
The HR analyst, we did make an offer, and that was withdrawn, and then we made another offer, and then it was withdrawn. So we're back to looking at other
with
ones
John,
on the
they
list.
Turned us down?
Turned down. Sorry. And then the IT analyst, we're about to schedule a second interview. So that one we went through the interview process, so we're down to maybe interviewing three for second interviews. I know that police has had a lot of recruits going.
They did five.
They have them in backgrounds right now.
Yeah.
And
but
a corporal
close.
Is a promotion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't know about the rec coordinator.
Which one?
You, for police, they've got to be recruiting pretty much year round now.
Yeah.
Looking at somewhere between 6 and 10
retirements.
Between
yeah,
retirements and potential health.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be 10, but for sure six.
Six. Yeah. Minimum of six.
Yeah, maybe seven. There's, I want to say there's at least 3, maybe 4 retirees coming out this fiscal year.
Okay.
So they're busy with
okay.
them.
So the admin coordinator, we're just evaluating how to staff the recreation departments. What business are we going to be at? What business are we going to be out of? And do we need more? So.
Like swim instruction,
right.
That kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think the approach over there has always been, if somebody leaves, let's wait to see what we can do. And so once you hire full-time bodies, it's expensive, so there are ways we can supplement part-time.
So these 11 funded positions, were they funded from
July?
Okay.
So at mid-year, you'll see departments having vacancy savings.
And the...
We budget as if they're there all year and recognize that if they aren't, that's a savings.
Okay.
Will generate $1 million, $1.5 million dollars in savings over the year.
Well, depends on when they come.
When they leave and hire.
Yeah. And if they
didn't
hire.
If you were to hold 11 vacant through.
Oh, they are.
Income and outgo.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily work the same with the police department, though. Mm-hmm. It works that way with other positions, but not necessarily with the police department, because there's a large revenue offset that goes on at the police department that would eat into that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, with the overtime.
Yeah.
You got it back.
Right. Accept the report, Scott?
Yes.
All right.
Report.
I think we've already made our comments. Adjourn?
This is Kathy's first day as acting.